Some hospital systems are using a sort of virtual command center to monitor their sickest patients from dozens or even hundreds of miles away. Virtual intensive care units, also called EICUs, are a way to bring the expertise of a major medical center to remote hospitals in rural areas. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
In the intensive care unit at a small hospital in Lincolnton, Richard Gilbert thought he had two TVs in his room. The screens both looked down at his hospital bed.
I was sitting here watching television. Then all of a sudden, the other one come on. I thought, well, how the hell would I do that? How did I turn that on?
A nurse wearing a headset appeared on the second screen.
She started asking me questions and stuff, and I started, oh, yeah, I'll talk to you.
Gilbert is a farmer who's recovering from pneumonia. After being here 2 days, he's now used to the camera turning on. A doorbell goes off first to announce the nurse is looking in.
Hey.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good today. I'm feeling a lot better.
Nurse Cassie Greger is specially trained in critical care. She doesn't replace anyone. She's an extra layer of support for the nurses and doctors at the bedside, including Dr. Jessica Fox.
This was huge for this hospital.
Dr. Fox was here before Carolina's healthcare system set up the virtual ICU about 2 years ago. She says it's helped her staff handle more complex patients.
The big thing for us is keeping patients close to home and being able to care for them with the appropriate means, and this allows us to do just that.
The virtual command center is located 45 miles away in Mint Hill. Carolina's healthcare uses it to monitor ICUs in 10 hospitals. Compared to how those units normally sound, the command center is oddly quiet. Dr. Scott Lindblom says that's intentional.
There's not any bells or whistles or nothing going off. I mean, that makes it a much more pleasant environment actually to work in than what we're used to, the usual chaos of the ICU.
In the command center, there are usually 7 to 9 critical care specialists. Nurses are here 24/7, doctors work nights, and everyone still spends time at the actual hospitals, too. Sitting in front of 6 computer screens, nurse Kiana Gadsden says she loves this.
There's things that I'm able to view here, the trends that I'm able to view here that I'm not able to view at the bedside that sometimes I wish was available to me.
Virtual operations director Kimberly Pirtle agrees it's much easier to monitor trends here, and that's part of the reason this is effective.
We might see a trend up with their white blood cells, a trend up with their temperature, and their blood pressure going down.
All warning signs of an infection.
If you were off yesterday as a bedside nurse and you're on today, you don't have the picture from yesterday, but we have it in front of us on our screen.
And it's easy to give the bedside staff a heads up. Dr. Lindblom, who oversees critical care throughout Carolina's healthcare system, says there are clear signs the virtual ICU is working in rural and urban settings.
We're taking care of more patients than we were 2 years ago. And across the system, our mortality rate's dropping. And across the system, our length of stay is dropping. It's almost the perfect storm of good care.
Among the 10 hospitals in the program, ICU mortality is down 5% and length of stay is down 6%. Dr. Lindblom says virtual care doesn't get all the credit, but it's a big part. Leah Binder is president of the Leapfrog Group, a national advocate for better hospital care. She says the gold standard is to have critical care doctors on site, not on camera.
However, that's not always possible for every hospital, and particularly in rural areas. So second to that is a virtual environment.
Binder says as the technology leads to better care, it could also lead to lower costs. In the Midwest, Avera Health estimates its virtual ICU has resulted in $70 million worth of savings over the past 10 years. Head of eCare Deanna Larson says from one hub in South Dakota, Avera monitors patients as far away as Minnesota and Wyoming.
So I think we quit calculating miles a while back because it's a very vast area of land.
Larson says before virtual care, complex patients were often transferred to major medical centers. Now, some of those patients can stay closer to home, and that means more business for their local hospitals.
Keeping 10, 12 patients more maybe means another nursing job that stays local, maybe means another lab tech job. What the technology is really doing is keeping those economics closer to home and helping them maintain viability.
It's simple. Hospitals don't get paid for patients they don't treat. Back in Lincolnton, Dr. Jessica Fox says her ICU has been much busier.
The unit went from basically having, a couple patients and closing all the time because we were having to transfer so many patients to now being almost full all the time because we're able to keep patients here.
In an ICU bed, lifelong farmer Richard Gilbert says the more people looking after him, the better.
That's sort of like me farming. If I got a five-man job and I'll go out there with two people, you might miss something. But if you got all your whole crew, you don't miss anything. You get it done.
For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Lincolnton.